You're listening to the Sights and Sounds Show with me, Janae Darden, on KALW 91.7 FM. An Oakland entertainment venue has, in a way, been reborn. In 2005, the Henry J. Kaiser Center for the Arts closed for a $100 million renovation. And if you're a longtime Oakland resident, you likely went to the Henry J. Kaiser Center for high school graduations and concerts and rallies. Renowned people have been on the venue stage, including Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Tina Turner, and the Grateful Dead. And since its reopening this January, the center hasn't missed a beat with the big names. Former Vice President Kamala Harris has spoken there, and comedian Jamie Foxx was there. They were all on this year's events calendar. And here to talk to me about the space and what they have planned coming up is Terry Trotter, the CEO of the Henry J. Kaiser Center for the Arts. Welcome, Terry.
Thank you, Janae. I'm so glad to be here.
I am so glad you're here because I can't even remember. I just remember I'm born and raised in Oakland. And yeah. So I would pass the Henry J. Kaiser Center. And I'm like, when are we going to be able to go inside? And I didn't think it was just never going to happen. I would hear about, you know, all these changes that need to be made. And I'm like, what? Yes. It's taking so long. And I have been to the center a few times since it's reopened. So, and it's really, really beautiful inside. And it's just a great space. It's right across the street from Laney College. It's a few steps, not a few steps, but it's a very, very short walk from Lake Mary Bart. It's ideal.
It is a great space, and it's a great location. You are so right on both counts. And, you know, I've heard that story over and over again. Yeah. People, I've walked by, and I was like, what's going on in there? When can we get in?
Right.
And, you know, it is such a shame the building was closed for 20 years. Yeah. And, you know, it's part of the fabric of Oakland, and it so needed to be reopened. It was a long process to get it open, but... you know, here we are.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, we all know what the last 5, 6, 7 years, they've been a thing, right?
That's a nice way of putting it.
and this project, no exception, of course. You know, it was started in 2019, the construction, so right before the pandemic hit.
Okay.
And then we all know what went on there.
So what actually, okay, so it was closed for 20 years. Was over 20 years? Was it this makeover, this $100 million makeover? I mean, what happened? Like, what took so long?
Yeah, so unfortunately, the city shut it down in 2005 just basically because they did not have the money to operate it. And so it sat for over 10 years of just with nothing going on.
Okay.
And then the city said, rightly so, we need to get this reopened. And the way they did that was to go out for bid with developers to find somebody who could help develop it.
Okay.
And so the initial plan was that this would be a public-private partnership whereby part of the building would become office space.
Okay.
And then the theater would be maintained.
Okay.
Again, the pandemic hit. You know, all the construction challenges that were that happened within that. But also, you know, office space is not really what it used to be in terms of our needs here in the Bay Area anymore. And so there was a pivot that happened with a decision to say, okay, let's relook at this project. And so that was part of what took a long time in the last few years is figuring out, okay, what are we going to do now? Mm-hmm. What we, and I say we, all of us are very lucky, is the developer continued with the project, even though we decided not to do the office space. And just left the building as it is, which is the main components are a 1,400-seat theater and a large arena that'll seat 5,000 to 6,000 people.
Okay.
And then some other spaces. But those are kind of the two anchor spaces. So those were left intact. And what he has decided to do, or the family has decided to do.
So the
developer is Orton Development.
Okay.
And the prominent family there with Orton Development has said, we need to get this project open.
Okay.
And we need Oakland to have this. And so what they've done is they have donated all of the funds that are needed now to cover the construction loans on the building, which is about $60 million.
Wow.
So it's a significant gift to the city of Oakland, and that this building now will be run as a nonprofit arts center.
Okay.
So I represent Henry J. Kaiser Center for the Arts, and we are a nonprofit new art center in Oakland. in the Henry J. Kaiser Center for the Arts.
So is the $60 million, is that included with the $100 million, or is that
That's part of the $100 million. Okay. Yeah. The renovation cost over $100 million, actually.
Okay.
But there were construction loans that totaled $60 million. And rather than try to saddle a new organization with having to figure out how to pay that off, they decided that, that was something that was important to do for the community. Okay. And so we are lucky now to have the building debt-free.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear. There's been really amazing events so far this year. I went to Dino's Alive, which is still going, which is an immersive experience where you see life-size animatronic dinosaurs. And Porfirio Rango, my producer, and I, we had a really good time. I did attend the talk with Kamala Harris. Chaka Khan was there. She did a talk. So there's so many different types of events. So what's the vision for the space?
Sure. So, the vision for the space at its highest level is to really be the East Bay place for arts and entertainment. Mm-hmm. And with what you mentioned, there are so many different spaces here. There are so many different things that can be done. And that's kind of unusual for a single facility. And so we are really trying to create a broad palette of opportunities for people to come and see, whether it's family programming, like the Dino's Alive immersive experience, whether, it's concerts. Oakland is known for great historic theaters. We have the beautiful Paramount Theater. We have mm-hmm. the Fox Theater. We have a lot of comedy and concerts.
Right.
We have some of that as well, just different kinds. But we want to do more than that. We want to have other things as well. The arena, for instance, we see sports coming back into that arena.
Really?
Basketball. We used to have high school basketball championship games in there. We would love to see that come back. To small immersive events where, people have a chance to maybe see the spaces in a different way. In fact, a little sneak peek.
Okay, I like sneak peeks.
Coming up in the fall, we are actually going to be activating a brand new space within the venue that has not been used by the public before. It is the Henry J. Underground.
Okay.
We will have another very fun entertainment experience that will be announced in the next couple of months down in that new space. So I think that's what's so exciting about this venue is the different types of things that can happen in there.
Okay. Because my mom, she told me when she was younger, she would go to concerts there, and they would have to walk underground to get to the theater part.
Right.
So is that the part you're talking about, underground, or
it probably is.
Okay.
There, the building was reconfigured a little bit, partly because of doing the seismic work.
Right.
There
right.
used to be a stage that turned between the theater and the arena, and that's now fixed.
Oh.
And
okay.
So some of the paths of travel have changed a little bit.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Because when I was doing the Dino's Alive exhibit and we were walking around too, I was kind of like, what's going on? So I was a little confused. I was only confused because I hadn't been there, and I was
right.
being a nosy journalist and walking around. So I also went there. I've been there a few times. Okay, so I went.
We love it.
Yeah. So the co-founders, the musical co-founders, which is one of my favorite things.
Me too.
They hosted a special program, and it was part musical, part startup competition, and so that was at the Henry J. Kaiser Center for the Arts. So what about I've named some big names that have been there and that are coming too. You guys have a lot of big acts coming. So what about smaller community events?
Yes.
I remember you guys had like a roller skating night. Is there space? And honestly, when I told people I was going to interview you, people were asking me about this. So what opportunities are there for people like just in the community for holding smaller events? Or not even small, but just very community-based Oakland, because that's how we are.
Absolutely. And I love that you bring up the co-founders because, we were so thrilled to be able to partner with them on that event. And because one of the things that we want to do as an organization is to showcase local or Oakland creative talent.
Okay.
And certainly that crew, is some of the best of the Oakland creative talent, and they're taking it to New York now and hopefully on to Broadway.
I hope so.
But so to be able to actualize it in Oakland was really amazing, and that represents a lot of what we want to be able to do. But to your point of also smaller organizations or Oakland nonprofits, we actually do a lot of events with Oakland nonprofits with for fundraisers and things like that. We are a great space for doing gala events. We have multiple gala events that happen within the space, you know, raising money for all sorts of different things and just for community events to take place. But we also want to really help support some of the small arts organizations as well. So specifically, one of the needs we hear all the time is rehearsal space.
Yeah, that's a big deal right now.
Very difficult to find rehearsal space. And so that is something that we're working on. We actually, I had the privilege yesterday of seeing a showcase from the Prescott Circus Circus Camp, who has been with us for the last 5 weeks now. They are wrapping up. This is their last week.
Okay.
And so the kids did a little showcase for the staff. And I was blown away. You should have seen these kids riding unicycles. Oh, my gosh. Walking on a giant ball while juggling.
Wow.
I mean, these are like, you know, 15-year-old kids. It was really amazing. And we were able to work with them so that they could host their summer camp at the center. And we've done a lot of partnerships with them. We love that kind of opportunity where, you know, kids can, where we can help support organizations that are also teaching kids and, you know, trying to build up the youth in our community.
Nice, nice. Okay. Yeah, because like I said, that was a question people, they wanted to know. And I know, too, you all just reopened, so you're in an early stage just trying to find your footing.
We are. And I think, you know, that's one of the things that I think is one of the difficult things about where we are. You know, we are a brand new organization. And when I say that, I mean, you know, we were actually founded at the end of last year, the Henry J. Kaiser Center for the Arts nonprofit organization. But yet, this is a building that now everybody knows it's reopened, so it doesn't feel like we should be still in that kind of startup mode, but we really are. And learning how to use the venue, learning what people really need out of it. Like we talked about rehearsal space, and one of the things we're trying to figure out now is how do we make that happen at a very affordable price point? Because it just has to be. And yet the cost for opening this huge building and securing it and all of that is, it's pretty big. And so we are trying to look at how can we, you know, how can we tweak things so that we can, you know, maybe have a portion of it that we can open and not have to open other pieces so that we can, you know, cut down the operating cost and make it easier for people to be able to access, you know, and that's all a learning process.
For folks just tuning in, I'm chatting with Terry Trotter. She's the CEO of the Henry J. Kaiser Center for the Arts in Oakland. And after 20 years, it is back open with events. And so she's just telling me what's the vision for this center that many of us have been waiting for decades for it to open. So and we have about five more minutes. So what's the challenge here as far as, you know, because I'm thinking, so now this venue is being run by a nonprofit now, that the Henry J. Kaiser Center for the Arts nonprofit. And this is a historic venue. And so you were saying, like, it's, the nonprofit is like a startup, but how do you do a startup for a legacy, you know, historic organization? So what are some of the challenges that you guys are pushing through right now?
You know, I think
in this unique space.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, a big challenge is, and you know, I have run multiple nonprofit arts organizations, and so to some degree,
over 25 years in Michigan, in Idaho, so now she's out here. So
So I think you always have this. You always have to balance this. You know, we, for instance, we want to be accessible to the community. We want to be partners. We want to bring arts organizations in, and we will. We also have to be able to pay the bills. And what you referenced, this is a building that was built in, that opened in 1915. Yes, it's just been renovated. That doesn't mean things still aren't old.
Right.
Not everything was fixed. So, you know, we have to continue to upkeep the building. You know, just everything. You know, we're talking about a $4.5 million nut just on regular operating without any of the programming going in. And so balancing and figuring out, okay, we have to be able to pay for that. And then we also want to be able to be accessible. And so, you know, now we are building, you know, we're building our community of people who come to the organization, who know about us, who come to the shows, who help support us in that way. We're also beginning to build up a community of donors and sponsors and supporters, people who, you know, are excited to have this and think about all of the things that, that we can help and partner with Oakland to really continue what I think is a huge renaissance happening right now in Oakland.
How does it feel for you to take on a challenge like this? You're smiling because I'd be like, oh, my God. That's me.
Honestly, this is one of the greatest privileges of my career. I absolutely love this building. And you mentioned it, and everybody mentions it. I've never been in a building before where people walk in, and I've had people just tear up walking into the arena because it means so much because of what you said. They graduated there. Yeah. They were in the Christmas pageant there. You know, their parents have memories there. Yeah. The whole building just oozes memory and oozes, you know, Oakland culture. And so to have the privilege of stewarding that back into the community is pretty amazing.
So one more question. Okay, so I went to Dino's Alive exhibit, which is still running. Yes. I don't even know it's an exhibit. It's experience.
Yes, yes.
It's a lot of fun. Definitely take the kids or big kids like me. We had a great time. Anything else coming up you want folks to know about?
Absolutely. We are, in fact, next week. Okay, here's another preview.
Okay,
next week
on.
We'll be announcing a new family series that we have coming up. So a series of shows over the next year, specifically geared towards family audiences. So parents, kids, grandparents and kids. You know, big kids and little kids.
Nice.
And, you know, we are trying very much to fill gaps. What's not happening around Oakland or around the East Bay? Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we've discovered is, you know, programming is really intended to get kids into the arts and to provide something that families can do together is something that we're not seeing a lot of. And so that's one of the things that we want to be able to introduce into
mix. Is there a way, and we need to go, and I could talk to you for so much longer, is there a way for people to contact maybe people who, because a lot of artists listen to my show. So is there a way for people to contact you or is there a form to fill out or something so they can pitch ideas to you guys?
Absolutely. On our website, which is thehenryj.org, there is a contact. There's a contact form and there's a, you know, press here and you can do info@thehenryj.org and it all comes. I see almost all of that.
Okay, great. Okay, because like I said, a lot of artists listen.
Yeah.
Terry, thank you so much. Good luck. I will probably see you because I've already been going there several times, and you guys just opened in January, so I've been there already.
Well, we love that.
Terry Trotter is the CEO of the Henry J. Kaiser Center for the Arts in Oakland. That's the one right across the street from Laney College. Visit their website for the upcoming events, and we'll have a link on KLW Sights and Sounds webpage. And next up, two of my KLW coworkers were recently crowned at Bart's first ever prom. We'll hear about that and what else Bart has cooking. Stay with us.